the squad. What about Titus Young coming back today? What's transpired in the last 24 hours?
Well, he's always been a member of the team. I mean, last week he was inactive, and you know, we, like I said yesterday, we needed some time apart to get some stuff straight. Came out today and worked hard, did his job, and that's what we expect of him.
Will he be active this weekend?
Too soon to tell. We'll see as we get later in the weekend who we think the best 46 to play the Colts are, and if he's one of them, he will. If not, then he'll go back to work and work the next week.
How could he be? Talented receivers, he's relatively healthy, so how would he not be? What would make him not one of your best 46?
It just depends on what his contribution is on offense, and you know, what his role would be and what contribution he could make to our offense, and same as any other player.
How confident are you that some of the things that have plagued him in the past are behind him, or is that still a wait and see?
You know, like I said before, I mean, that ball is certainly in his court, and he has the talent to be able to do it. He's done it at times for us, but there has to be consistent, and it has to be all in the same direction. And like we said before, it has to be what's best for the team. It's not always what's best for the individual.
Does he have to work his way back up the depth chart? I mean, he was in the back of stretching today, worked with the second team offense that we saw.
Yeah, I mean, I think just like any other player, I mean, everybody's got to earn their jobs every week, every day in practice. You know, there's certainly some working back involved with him to get him back in the swing offensively, and you know, like I said, we'll take it day by day and see where we are when we get to Sunday.
Was LeSure a personal day? I talked to him yesterday.
He was here. No, anybody that wasn't today was an injury situation. We had a couple guys sick and everything else. But the injury report will be out. But that wasn't a personal day. That was injury situation.
This has happened with other players. Maybe you've had injuries like with Delmas. Are you going to reach a point where you might consider shutting them down for the year? Just going forward.
Yeah. You know, if he can't make it to Sunday, if he can't be effective on Sunday, that certainly would be consideration of any player. And if you reached a point where it was doing more harm than good, you know, Lewis is a competitor that wants to be out there, and he's found a way to be able to get out there. You know, it's a tough time practicing on a daily basis for him just because of his knee situation. But, you know, we'll take that week by week.
How impressed are you with a guy like Andrew Luck to not only come in and do what you're doing as a rookie, but also have the Peyton Manning shadow that's obviously hanging over and still be able to excel?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough time. Anytime you go into a franchise that's had a great player for a long period of time, that's tough shoes to fill, certainly. But, you know, he was prepared well in college. He had a lot of success in college. He's the first pick overall. The attention and the spotlight wasn't new to him, so that made it a little bit easier. You know, he's done a good job of battling every single week. They haven't had a whole lot of, you know, big wins. There's been a couple games that have gotten away from him, but they've won a lot of close games, a lot of 3-point games and 7-point games and stuff like that. And if you look at his numbers, they don't look especially impressive from a number standpoint. 57% completion, same number of touchdowns as interceptions, you know, like that kind of stuff. But he has made a lot of big plays. He's done a really good job of moving in the pocket. I think it's probably the thing that he has that's very difficult to coach is he has very good pocket awareness. Does a great job of stepping up in the pocket, keeps plays alive. When they came back to beat Green Bay, a lot of those plays were off-schedule plays that he scrambled and kept the play alive, and they were able to make it down the field. And, you know, as much as you can coach, you know, what the offense, what you're doing and what defenses are doing, there's a little bit of innate ability that goes to pocket awareness and also being able to make plays on the run, and he's certainly done that for them, particularly in their wins.
You know Chuck Pacano very well, and how impressed are you with how they've handled that whole situation?
Yeah, again, I mean, there's a lot of distractions in the NFL from a team standpoint, but they've used that, they've turned that not into a distraction but a rallying point, and, you know, I think that it shows a lot about how much they respect Chuck. And they, you know, a lot of us have known him for a while. A couple of coaches on our staff worked with him in colleges. I got to know him a little bit more this year just from the league meetings and stuff like that. But, you know, it just goes to show. It's one thing when your coach has been around for a few years or, you know, a long period of time, but that was pretty sudden for them. And, you know, it shows that they use it as a rallying point, and they won 5 out of the last 6 games. And, you know, I think that, you know, there's a lot of things that people work to overcome and things like that, and they've done a good job of keeping their focus on the field, you know, and know that he's going to that he's going to eventually get back for him.
One other thing about Lockwood, is he a quarterback at least this year? What you see with your own two eyes surpasses what you see on the stats. In other words, the eye test is, you know, surpasses the stats.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for quarterbacks, it's about putting team in position to win, scoring one more point than the opponent, all those kind of things. And, you know, they've won 7 games. So, you know, that's a job enough well done, regardless of, or other than looking at stats and different things like that. You know, their offense is pushing the ball down the field. So his completion percentage is not going to be as high as some other people. There's not a lot of real high percentage completions, you know, when you're pushing the ball 20 yards down the field. I think they're near the top in the NFL in plus 20 yard passes. You know, so I think that's as important a stat when you look at it as completion percentage and, you know, and stuff like that.
Are you very familiar with Reggie Wayne, getting back to your time in Tennessee? His role's changed significantly this year. They're moving him a lot of all around the field, using him a lot out of the slot. What is your assessment of why it's been so successful?
Well, it's a new scheme. You know, Bruce Arians came from Pittsburgh, where he was there for a long time. You know, and when the Colts were there for a long time with Peyton Manning, wide receivers lined up left and right. They didn't even have an X and a Z. It was left and right. There was very little motion. There was very little formation. There's been a change. You know, they're doing a lot more formation stuff, a lot more motion, moving guys around. He's working out of the slot and also working right and left. They even use him as a blocker in a lot of their backside run stuff. And you talk about a veteran wide receiver that's been to Pro Bowls and stuff like that. It shows, you know, how unselfish he is, that he's, number one, willing to do that, but he does a good job in doing it. And he's got 84 catches, so he's remained a big part of their passing offense. He's always been productive. He's been a productive guy since the day he came into the league. And it didn't matter. It wasn't just because of the scheme or Peyton Manning. He's found a way to be productive. Even last year when they had all their quarterback issues and the team wasn't doing as well, he maintained his production.
Having a veteran like that that can move all around the field, though, does that help ease a quarterback, a young quarterback's transition in the NFL?
Having guys that you can rely on that'll be in the right spot. I don't know if having guys that can move around means as much, but he's a pro. He knows what to do, and he can make a play for the quarterback. I mean, quarterback's completed 84 passes to him this year. There's certainly a confidence level there.